Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I like the way sparkling earrings.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. I want to introduce you to Judge Kristen Ruth, ladies and gentlemen. She has had a very interesting career. After college, she became a member of the American Airlines family. She was a flight attendant there for a number of years, took early retirement, became an attorney, and built up a successful law practice, and then decided she wanted to become a judge. She was elected now for the second term as one of 15 district court judges in Wake County, North Carolina, and she's been recognized by a number of different organizations, most recently that I know of, by the American Business Women's Association for her efforts in the marketplace, and I wanted you to meet her. Judge Ruth, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much for having me on the show.
It's good to have you here, and first let me say congratulations on how well you've done and everything you've attempted based on what I've seen, and it's just the mark of someone who's worked hard and has sought excellence in everything that they've done. So I want to congratulate you on that.
Well, thank you very much. It's a great honor to represent the American Businesswomen Association this past year, and in November that year will have ended already.
Yeah.
So. Pretty exciting.
Well, but you'll always have that recognition, and I know a little bit about that organization, folks, and that's not a beauty contest. You've got to have performed to be able to get that kind of recognition. Judge Ruth, what I'd like for you to do is something that I ask all women who join me on this show to talk about women in the marketplace, and that is that you've been in the marketplace for a little while now. You really got your started professionally in the late 70s, and which the truth is, though, even though that's not that long a period of time, really, it really has spanned some significant changes for women in the marketplace, hasn't it?
Yes, it truly has, Jim. When I was in college in 1974 to 1978, one of the main things that I went to school for was to be a teacher, and that's what I got my first degree in, is in mm-hmm. teaching and education, which almost all women, that was their field, teaching or nursing, and many people did not realize, and many women did not recognize that there are opportunities out there to be engineers and vets, and whatever they wanted to be was out there. And so, since that period of time, I think women have changed in their way of thinking, and I think women advocates, it's like Sally Ride and some of the other women
right.
that were down at the Office Depot have really strived as first women astronauts, and Billie Jean King, a lot of people made a lot of firsts since the 70s, and that's made a big difference in how women perceive what they cannot do.
Well, and of course, the event you're talking about is when the Office Depot brought all the women who are being recognized by the different organizations. And folks, you have met all of them now on this show. I've interviewed each and every person, each and every woman who was recognized at the last event at the Office Depot event. You'll remember many of them, Loretta Doan, Andrea Nuremberg, and several of the other, Linda Novi and Rebecca Bainick, many of those folks, including our guest this half hour, Judge Kristen Ruth. And, one of the things that's been interesting to me has been, and I'm glad you pointed out the women who were sort of first. And you're not the first woman judge, obviously, in the country. But what you've done is really remarkable, and that you've gone from being a flight attendant to
right.
being a judge in what, barely more than 10 years.
Yes, that's correct. My first career was, being a flight attendant for American Airlines and then working into the management position, and then later on, I did end up with 17 years with American Airlines, took an early retirement in 96, but in 1987 I went back to law school, realizing that, to ever further myself in what things that I wanted to do, I needed more education. And so with a job such as that, it made it possible to go to school all week and fly on the weekends. So it was probably the perfect job to have, to go to school and work full-time at the same time. So it was a it was a great career with American Airlines, and I think, you know, every career that you have, you don't need to think that that's the last career you're going to have. You can
So important, isn't it, to realize
that
if you're not, unless you're maybe 65 years old, you're probably going to have more than one. Maybe we shouldn't say more than one career, but although that's a good way to say it, but also certainly you're going to work with more than one industry.
Absolutely, and I think now, especially with the economy the way it is, and you know all the different companies that are having such turmoil, and that you're going to have to prepare yourself to look into other companies and take those, when those doors open, you're going to have to take some risks and decide that, you know, you might have to venture out and do other things. And one of the things that I believe that organizations, these women organizations, help with is they help support you and help with networking, and, mm-hmm. and especially in today's economy, it's very important to have those networking groups and to go to these conferences and see how other women have taken off, such as the women that you mentioned, and started their own businesses, and outside of, you know, even inside their home was where they began, many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then people like Sally Ride, who said, hey, I can be an engineer, I can be an astronaut, I can do what I want to do.
Do you think that women are any more particularly suited for the challenges that you just identified? Because the challenges you identified earlier are for men and women, but do you think women are any more particularly suited for making these changes, for being able to make the adjustments?
Well, I think that there's probably a couple of different reasons. I think women are very multitask-oriented, and I know that's kind of a cliche now, but it's very true that you can do lots of different things, you know, raise your family, have your career, change your career. And I think that women now are seeing that they can take those risks and that they can rise to that level of challenge and say, look, you know, I can do this plus something else at the same time and still succeed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's been shown over and over again with women who have, you know, been a wife and a mother and had a career and started a business and taken off with all that and achieved the goals they wanted to achieve, and not say, oh, I can't do that because, you know, I have this over here I have to do. So I think being multitask-oriented and also saying, you know, I can get that education. And a great thing now is 50% of the law students now are female. You know, you're talking a high percentage of women who have doctorals, you know, a high percentage of women who are engineers and architects now, which that has changed drastically since the 70s.
Right.
Since what you began when we started with the question, you know, what happened mm-hmm. since the 70s. Those numbers have drastically changed and continue to increase.
One of the things I want to do, we're going to take a quick break, Judge Ruth, and when we come back, I want you to talk to us about how the profession you're in today has changed over the last few years, especially with regard to women. And we're going to do this right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Judge Christian Ruth. She's one of 15 district court judges in Wake County, North Carolina.
Oh, keep it up, quench my desire.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Judge Christian Ruth. And she, as I said, she's one of the district court judges in Wake County, which is, that's Raleigh, isn't it? Isn't that the
yes,
Raleigh
it is,
area?
Uh-huh.
In North
Raleigh.
Carolina, a large county there, and a lot of things going on. Judge Ruth, when you were Christian, as a flight attendant, in 78, were they called stewardesses then?
No, we had just started calling flight attendants at that
just
time.
Just began that the term flight attendant.
Yeah,
okay. Now here's what I want to ask you. We all know how flight attendants sometimes are treated.
Right.
You know, the male chauvinist pig, honey this, babe that, et cetera, et cetera. Now you've come all the way from that environment to being Your Honor. how have you made that transition?
Actually, quite easily.
It wasn't a problem at all, huh?
No problem.
But you know what I'm talking about. I mean, I'm sure you got treated that way back in those days.
Yes, there was some of that, but I think that in all professions, how you portray yourself is how you're treated in return in a lot of ways. So,
right.
You know, and the profession of a flight attendant truly is a profession.
Yep.
It's not so much as I think people used to use it in that sense of the word.
The more you fly, the more you respect them, I'll tell you that.
Exactly. And when people realize that flight attendants are there for your safety and not just to serve you drinks and,
right.
and those kinds of things, there's a different kind of perspective.
But still, you've got, I mean, you know, when you go from, even if it was just the one knucklehead, still, though, now, I mean, you've come, I'm not going to say you've come a long way, but there's got to be, you have to feel very proud of what you've accomplished, and I think you ought to.
Well, I do, and it was a long, hard struggle, and going through, one profession, changing it, deciding to go back to school, and trying to go through law school at the same time working and supporting myself, and those kinds of things. That, you know, that was a difficult, but it was something that I really wanted to do, and I think that when people set their mind out, whether you're male or female, and you want to strive and achieve a goal, that you set your mind to it, and I think that all things are possible in that sense, And I grew up in a farm family in Kansas, and we were always told, you know, whatever you want to do and whatever you want to be, you can do that. And it's all about hard work, and mm-hmm. that is the truth.
That's where you learned how to work hard, wasn't it? And I'm glad you mentioned all that because, you know, some women are listening right now, and they say, well, you know what? I didn't have a college degree. I didn't have a nice job as a flight attendant, and she did, et cetera, et cetera. But the truth is, Judge Ruth, I've met a lot of women who have had plenty of opportunity and no opportunity, and they all, the ones that I'm thinking of, they figured out a way to make their lives better through improving their education and believing that there's a better world for them.
Well, I agree with that, and I do believe that there are lots of resources out there that are available to people to help them find a better job, help them get back into school, and I believe even now more so, people are organizing and trying to help those people because of the economy and the situation that we're in is a big part. I work in the child support division predominantly here in Wake County, mm-hmm. and I deal with the Department of Human Services, and I deal with the people who are receiving welfare and the non-custodial parent, predominantly the father, who's has, you know, a history of non-compliance in every sense of the name. And we have available many, many resources, and people do not understand that you have to go and ask for those resources, ask for help, go to job employment centers, go to, you know, Department of Human Services. You have to go and seek those resources, and they are available, and they are very helpful. But people have to open themselves up and say, I need to go find this and help. And I believe that if you do that, that if you need a further education or you need help with, you know, financial support, those organizations are there to help. And it's just about going after that. And that's been a big help for us in the employment area for trying to find custodial and non-custodial parents jobs here in Wake County.
If there are women listening to you right now, young women, let's say, who are thinking about a career in law, what would you say to them?
I would say it is a great profession. I would say that you need to make sure that you are prepared to have a lot of sacrifice because you are going to have to work very, very hard in law school. You are going to have to be able to, you know, work very hard when you're first hired by, if it's a DA's office or if it's in a law firm.
Too many hours and not enough pay at first, huh?
It's very true, and you have to earn your way up there. But if you have that passion, which I think that you need to have if you go into a profession that requires and is as demanding as the law profession is or being a judge, and if you have that passion, then you definitely need to, you know, pursue that, whatever you feel in your heart that you want to do. And it's a great place to help a lot of people, that you can make good decisions for people and help them get through a lot of the trauma in their life. And if that makes you feel really good inside once you've accomplished that and knowing that you've done that. So it's a very rewarding profession as well.
I've only got about 30 seconds. For those who say, you know, I don't want to be a litigator, but I do want to be an attorney, there are a lot of opportunities out there without actually practicing, having a regular law practice, aren't there?
Oh, that's absolutely correct. There are so many areas of the law, and you can specialize in any of those areas that you don't need to necessarily be a litigator.
Mm-hmm.
You can be in corporate law or business law or real estate law. There's all kinds of things.
Environmental
that you can do.
Law or whatever.
Environmental,
whatever it might be.
Patent mm-hmm. law. There's just a number of different careers that you can have. And then, of course, if you want to be a judge, you know, more women are becoming judges now
at
the same time.
Absolutely. Judge Ruth, thank you for being here. Thank you for your words and for your wisdom. And I hope you'll come back and do this again another day.
I would love to. Thank you very much for having me on your show. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Judge Christian Ruth, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get her back another day. 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back with Tim Sanders. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
She's got it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.